Begin the day with the Heidi and Frank Show. Yeah. On Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
Frank Show. Have you ever been in a situation where you had to yell for help because you were stuck? I mean, we talked about or like being rescued. Like you were, there was a guy. And this is a story that happened last week, and I don't really understand what the problem was. Like how you get stuck. It says a hiker in California was rescued after he got stuck behind a waterfall for 2 days.
Behind it,
I mean, right, was it a flash flood, and then the water came over, and he's like, okay, it'll be over, but and then it just never ended, and he was stuck behind a waterfall.
This is California. When was the last time we had a flash flood?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, how do you get stuck behind a waterfall
without getting there?
And he had to be rescued. Like somebody like was hiking by, and the waterfall's like, hey, I'm here,
back here.
A magic waterfall, honey. Do you grant wishes? No. My name's Bill. I hiked here 2 days ago. I got stuck back here. Damn it. No wishes, Bill?
It's exactly what a waterfall troll would say. You must ask. Answer the three questions.
You cannot pass. That's what I would do if I was stuck there.
Right?
I'd never be rescued because I'd be faking being a waterfall troll granting wishes. It made too much fun for me.
Act like you've seen a Monty Python movie every now and then.
Have you ever been in a situation, maybe it's not a waterfall, maybe it's not that dramatic, that you had to be rescued because you were stuck?
Wait, there's no more details on this guy?
That's all I got.
Oh, man.
They said it was like amazing because he had spent an overnight there and waterfall's cold, hypothermia, but the fact that he lived, but I have no idea how he got stuck behind a waterfall.
Yeah.
I have no idea where it was. It's in California. That's it.
Very curious. Okay.
If you want to look up details, right now, you can look up details. If you want to look up details. Guy in California stuck behind a waterfall for 2 days. How many stories could there be? 818-955-2955. Let's see. 408 says the mountains had heavy rain this past weekend.
Oh, really? That's cool.
This happened last week, though, so I have no idea. I mean, but 2 days, even a flash flood, isn't it a flash because it's not there all the time, and then all of a sudden it's like, obviously, this is where water would be, and then here it comes. Whoosh! And then it's gone.
Yeah.
Unless it rained for 2 days.
Passes through. I didn't even know it rained recently, so...
California's a big state.
It
Jordan.
Is big state.
I mean, it probably rains in places in California all the time. We just never get it.
I got family in Central. North's way up there. It's a whole different world.
There was a story I think I mentioned the week before the guy got stuck at the waterfall. A 40-year-old guy in Connecticut was rescued after he got stuck in a playground slide meant for kids.
Oh, no.
One of those tube slides. That's probably crazy. On the corner. Zoom.
The kids.
Look at me. I'm a big, fat slob.
Hey. Look, honey, it's a magic tube slide. Do you grant wishes? No, I'm Bill. Were you stuck behind a waterfall last week?
Yes, I'm having an issue with getting stuck in things.
I'm on a diet. I swear.
I swear. Yeah, you know you're fat. You get stuck behind a waterfall.
Oh, my God.
You found the story. So the guy,
all right.
Oh, here we go.
He the force of the water actually pushed him off his climbing lines, and so that's what forced him to get stuck behind the waterfall there, and he had to be rescued by a helicopter.
Oh, so he was hanging from climbing rope, and he couldn't get his footing because the water was slippery on the rocks.
Yeah, it says he had planned to like rappel down the waterfall. It's known as the Seven Teacups, and that's in a remote area of the South Sequoia National Park.
Yeah, I think I...
Oh, he's way up there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So right there. And he was just stuck there because of the force of the water. So it's not like he could just jump through the waterfall to the other side. It must have been just gushing so fast and hard. He was just like,
he's just dangling there?
I guess
like,
so.
Like shark bait?
Yeah.
Just 2 days.
That would suck.
So they had to use like a drone to pinpoint him. They flew a drone up there to see where he was at. And then they rescued him.
Okay.
With a helicopter.
That's embarrassing.
I know.
That sucks.
I mean, because You went from doing like the coolest thing ever, rappelling down a waterfall at 7 teacups Sequoia, to being rescued by a helicopter. You're just dangling there, just like a fish on a line.
Helpless.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I mean,
I overjudged my skills.
Yeah, it says he came off his lines when the extreme hydraulics of the river just trapped him behind the cascade of the water just coming down the falls. Okay. So he was just stuck.
And he didn't have a long enough rope to reach all the way down. Okay.
Help!
All right, we got some people.
At least they found him.
Who got stuck and had to yell out to somebody, some passerby, help, I'm stuck. Hey, DJ Bookie.
Good morning, Frank. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So where'd you get stuck?
I got stuck one day after heavily drinking. I woke up in between my bed frame and my wall, laying sideways.
He slid off the bed in the middle of the night.
So, yeah. I woke up laying on my side. I don't know where I am. I got the wall behind me, my bed frame in front of me. I had to yell at my wife, come get me. Like, hey, where am I? Come get me.
So you were still drunk when you woke up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still partying.
Still partying. So your bed in your bedroom, you have it like set pretty close to the wall, right? So you have like more room in the bedroom, and so you just happen to fall down the crevice.
Right. Kind of like the center console of your car, that abyss.
Yeah, is your wife strong enough to like grab you by the arm and yank you out of there? She had to like call for help.
No, I'm a big guy. We definitely struggled, but
is it because she was laughing the entire time and she couldn't quite get the muscles to work and laugh at the same time?
Yeah, that was one of those deals where we're laughing. We're getting a little frustrated, but. Long story short, did get out of there.
Your calling is from the crevice right now. I'm still here. She's still laughing. I've been here for 4 days. DJ Bookie, do you want to go see Neil Young?
Neil Young? Sure.
All right. I'm going to send you and your wife to see Neil Young. Okay?
Thank you, guys. I've been a long-time listener since 97.1 days.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Stay in hold. We'll hook you up. I know if you're wondering where Heidi is, had some technical difficulties today, and I think we're getting to the point where we've pinpointed the issue, and it was a button. No, I'm kidding. I think it might have been an update of something, and firewalls for the company did it and didn't let us know that they updated their security system on their, and so it's like the computers have to talk to each other, and I know that's a bunch of jargon, but I think we pinpointed it, and so Heidi should be back, you know, here anytime soon, if not today. Tomorrow, she's coming in studio tomorrow, I hear.
That's right.
So there's no chance she's not going to be on the show tomorrow. Hey! She will be here live in the studio hanging out. So
analog Heidi in the flesh.
All right. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
So you had to yell out to a passerby, help, I'm stuck.
It wasn't a total passerby. I was at work. I used to build boat docks or custom boat docks with a couple buddies of mine. And there was this one day that I was stuck. We were installing the boat lift, which goes into the water. And there was a canopy leg that was right next to me. So as I was drilling into the boat dock, my arms ended up getting jammed up because the drill jammed up. And I got stuck in such a way that my hands were like a pretzel trying to hold the drill, and I had the canopy leg completely jammed where I couldn't move at all.
So you didn't want to drop the drill because you dropped it in the water?
Yeah, correct. And my buddies, they always use the expensive stuff as always. So I had to call up to my buddy Easy and be like, yo, help me. I was like, I can't move. He had to come over. He came around the corner, just looked over, and just started rolling. He's like, what the hell did you do?
And then he started undoing his belt and unzipping his pants. You're like, no, I swear I'll drop this drill, man.
Hey, what happens on the dock stays on the dock, right?
Oh, Matthew, you want to go see Neil Young?
I'm not a big Neil Young guy. Do you have any Rise Against by chance?
I don't have any Rise Against, but thanks, man. Thanks for calling with the story. Okay. I loved it. All right. Hello, Jared.
Morning, Frank.
So you had to shout out to a passerby. Help, I'm stuck.
Yeah, so I was walking up to my commercial apartment garage door. I had my hands full, and I'm walking up to the garage, probably had a foot or so left before the garage touches the ground. I stick my foot up underneath there to try and trigger the sensor. Failed to trigger the sensor. The garage door comes down, smashes my foot, breaks my foot, and now pinches me underneath the garage door.
It's like your puppy.
It's such an awkward position. I couldn't move. I could not lift the garage up for the life of me because it was a commercial door. Literally yelled like an idiot, "Help! I actually need help! Can somebody come get me?" Like, pathetically.
Who showed up?
Bad spot. It was a neighbor from like way down the street. I mean, I was yelling. Like, foot's broken, can't crouch down, can't get comfortable. Just stuck. I had boots on. It was not good.
Neighbor guy, neighbor lady?
Yeah, some chunky neighbor lady that was sitting out back on her porch smoking stokes.
Started undoing her belt. You're like, no!
Not even that close.
So how did she get you out? You're like, did you have to tell her like to go inside and hit the garage door button or something?
Yeah, I had my keys on me. I had to toss her my keys and say, go inside, press the button. Man, I'll tell you, when the garage came off, though, that shit hurts. That stuff hurt more than coming down on it, honestly.
Well, Jared, do you want to go see Neil Young?
That'd be awesome, dude.
You are going.
Hey! Oh, man. Thanks, sir. Right, have a great day, guys.
Stanhold, if you want to get tickets to Neil Young concerts, Ticketmaster.com. It's going to be September 15th, Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, once that door releases, all the blood starts rushing down there and swelling starts. That hurts.
Let's see. I got Furman from the 562. Says, I got pinned under my yard waste trash can after filling it with dirt and trying to pull it to the curb.
Oh, yeah. So
it fell on top of him.
A heavy can, yeah.
My oldest son got his big fat head stuck in the bars of a fence in Dana Point Harbor.
I love the public location of it all. It's like you're in the galleys, like some peasants are going to throw fruit at you.
951, I once closed my bedroom door and the knob got stuck. My parents had taken my brother to a basketball game, so I got stuck on my room for about 6 hours. So he's just stuck in his room?
Yeah.
Because the knob came off. And couldn't put it back in. I guess the stem side was on the other side?
Yeah, you pull it out that way, and you're just stuck. So you got to keep at least a screwdriver in your room.
Well, I got stuck underneath a motorcycle. Alex got lost in Hawaii and had to yell out for help. All right, let's talk to Alex. Hey, Alex.
Hey, good morning. Hello.
So you went hiking in Hawaii?
Yeah, I tried to reach the wettest spot on Earth in Kauai, and I ended up getting lost for 8 days. And I was yelling out for help a lot, and I got no answers, so I just stayed out there for a while.
I mean, it's an island. I mean, you couldn't just keep walking like downhill to get to the beach.
Cross it in a day.
But you come to these cliffs and you can't get around them. Otherwise, you end up like that guy behind the waterfall, right? So I couldn't find my way out because there weren't trails. There were just ribbons for hunters to get out, and it was a pretty remote area.
How'd you finally get rescued?
So I just stayed put. I found a surveyor shack on a stream, and I stayed put there, and finally on the 8th day some guy came through and he pointed me in the right direction, and I walked out.
I hope it was like just 5 minute walk and you were out and there was like a 7-Eleven right there.
I tell you, the first sandwich I had after getting out was the best one I ever had in my life.
What'd you have?
Oh, it was just a sandwich. It didn't matter, man. Just eating.
Just loose meat on cheese and white bread. And you're just like, oh my God, this is so wonderful.
8 days. What were you just living off of, like captured rainwater and
whatever? Yeah, it's called the Alekai Swamp. And I would drink from the swamp because I had to drink water. And I didn't really eat. So it was a good diet.
Were you with, anybody on the island that like said, hey, Alex has been missing for like the last 5 days? Was anyone looking for you at all?
No, the only people who were looking for me were the rental car I had, right? And they weren't even looking for me. It was still parked there when I got back. And so when I returned it, they didn't even give me a discount.
They still charged you? Well, you had that for like 7 extra days, so we're going to... That's great.
No, it was not a good experience, man, but it's fun to talk about.
I'm glad you made it out. Yeah,
you
Alex. Lived.
You ever go back to Hawaii? You're like, you're just done with the island altogether.
No, I lived there. I ended up going back there to live for a few years, but not Kauai. I was on the Big Island.
Okay.
Yeah, Kauai, the Garden Island.
I went to your thing on Saturday, and it turned out pretty good, but when I was leaving, you had Johnny, and he was talking on the PA system at the end of the show, and I was crossing PCH, and he was dropping F-bombs like crazy, and I could hear it out in on the highway when I was crossing the crosswalk.
Yeah, he's loud like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was uncensored, man. It was like F-bombs way across the...
That's probably why Jesus gave him COVID. That's why he's not here.
Uh-huh. Just to quiet him up.
Yeah.
Well, Neil, or Alex, do you want to go see Neil Young?
Yes, I do.
Well, you're going, okay. Hey! Don't get lost on your way there.
Yeah, aloha.
Stay on hold. Oh, my God.
8 days.
Good stuff. A lot of people getting stuck.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's
Michelle's got stuck in a ravine. Okay. Got stranded in the mountains. Got stuck underneath his truck. And a crackhead ended up helping him. All right. Hey, Chris.
That's funny.
Chris.
Yeah.
You got stuck under your truck and a crackhead had to help you?
Well, I didn't get stuck under my truck. I was off-roading, went up over a hill, and I started careening down. I was able to stop. There was a house way off in the distance. I tried to scream for them, and no one was coming to my help. So I ended up walking for about 7 hours before I found a crackhead. And I was like, I need help, please. I was dehydrated. And he somehow took me home, even though he's like, I don't know, the cops are out looking for me, man.
I've never seen a crackhead that looked hydrated. How'd you get water?
He actually had a cooler with him with a bunch of drinks in it, and I was like, oh, thank God.
Nice. A whole cooler.
Hey, somehow he was prepared.
I guess if he's on the run, you know, he's planning on being out there for a while.
Yeah, it was the middle of nowhere, and it was behind the prison. I live up by Johnny.
Oh, yeah, he was definitely hiding out.
A lot of crackheads out there in the wild?
This one was the savior for me, but I've never seen that many before. With working vehicles.
Yeah, I guess there's like whole communities that live out in the wild. Crackheads, you got the marsh people down there in Oxnard. You got the bush people out there in Santa Clarita.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you live in, Santa Clarita, or is it north of that?
I live in Castaic.
Castaic. That's right. Yeah, crackheads up there.
We just got alley walkers.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Chris, do you want a VIP or you want to go see Neil Young?
Let me get a VIP, please.
I will. I'll give you a VIP. He's going to get a VIP. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So stay on hold, Chris. We'll hook you up. All right. Thank you, everybody, call with your stuck stories. It was fun. We'll take a quick break. Come back to the 9 o'clock hour. Maybe we'll pinpoint the problem, get it fixed. Maybe we'll get Heidi in for the last hour of the show. We'll find out when we come back. We're Heidi and Frank.
Folks wondering now if they're Shrekking or if they're being Shrek. Aki Kitty, I'm here with a brief traffic update.